This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Hey guys, it's me, Stephanie Megan, yo bitch, yo girl. And I know it's been a fucking minute, and I'm so sorry, but good news is I'm coming back on March 22nd. So in the meantime, I think you guys should check out a new podcast called Good Sex from Lemonada Media. It's an enticing and inclusive new series that is out now. The show is designed to be entertaining, educating, and stimulating. So they will answer all your burning questions about sex and intimacy, bitch. It's just 10-ish minutes every week with cultural experts, sex therapists, celebrities, and other fascinating folks weighing in on what it means to have good sex, however you have it. You're about to hear a clip from the first episode of Good Sex. To hear the rest of the episode, go subscribe to Good Sex on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find a link in the episode notes. So enjoy this clip and Good Sex podcast, and I will see you guys every Monday starting March 22nd.
It's like you remember parts of sex, but the whole thing, sometimes it's like little flashes. I went on a vacation with a guy. We lived in different cities. This was like us getting back together. He was making sure that I felt special. Took me to dinner, listened when I talked.
So rare sometimes.
It was one of those elevators that was clear all around. Everybody could see it, which is like a little voyeuristic, honestly. The look of hunger in his eyes.
So admiring
to be that desire. On the other side of that, he had never fucked anyone like he was fucking me. And I had never fucked anyone like I was fucking him. I could feel through my vagina what was like pulling out of me was like this attraction. My soul is what I called it. Like we were melting into each other. It was exciting and fast,
but not too fast.
It was definitely a whoa. Like we were like imprinting on the sexual timeline of the world, and probably not, but it was really nice. Hi. Hi, I'm Stacey, and you're listening to Good Sex. I'm a podcaster and hairstylist, and Good Sex is body positive at every size. So growing up, my family did not talk about sex. My ideas of sex or relationships or love or anything came from TV. I went to kindergarten halftime, and I would come home and watch soap operas.
Well, some rules are made to be broken every once in a while.
Couldn't agree more.
And those women were like so sexy to me or glamorous, and I wanted to be like them. And they would kiss really passionately. You know how they kiss on soap operas?
Paying close attention. Because, you know, they say the hand is quicker than the eye.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that about you.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
I think I have a kink of being admired, and some of that comes from these smoldering looks of soap operas. Because like when you look at somebody and you just like want them, and the way your eyes kind of like brighten or get like glassy looking towards somebody, that is how I have always wanted to be looked at. And I did that with boys. I did that with a lot of boys that age. Actually, my guy friends told me about masturbation. 17 years old, senior in high school, and we were at Starbucks connected to a Barnes & Noble, and it was after youth group. And in youth group, the boys go to one area and the girls go to another. and they talk about their struggles. Probably we were talking about boys and they were talking about themselves. They told me that something they struggle with is porn and masturbation. And I said, well, what do you mean? And he's like, well, we masturbate. Hold on. I had never heard that word outside of this book that I had read.
Masturbate.
Of Bible answers from the 70s. And so I thought masturbation was vintage. You guys are touching your genitals yourself? That's allowed? I marched home. Left the conversation before it was over. Dust behind me. Lights were going off in my head. You guys have been hiding this from me. And then I just... Finally, it like unlocked a cabinet down to my vagina. And my brain and my heart, I guess. My relationship with my body has always been actually pretty good. I have a fat body. Society has never treated me overtly sexual.
Hello, over here. I'm a piece of meat too.
But the more I use the word fat, the more people like get desensitized to it. The more I talk about myself as a sexual being, the more they start to see me as a sexual being and people that look like me. From a young age, I looked very mature and bodacious, which is like such a fun word that not enough people say. But I had big boobs and I had hips and I was just a hot kid and I loved it. My sister growing up did like Sears modeling, flat from hip to hip, like a flat surface. And I've always been just like stuffing my face with food,
just like sweaty,
a little bit like awkward. And I didn't know that we were different. I thought we looked the same.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.